Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Wendy Roberts and Bob Jackson from the Northern Lake Gospel Promotions. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I'm excited about this because I've been to several of your concerts before, mm-hmm. But kind of tell us a little bit about the history and how long this has been going on and kind of what you guys focus on.
Well, the Mother's Day concert has been probably close to 20 years. It's always been at Winona Lake Grace Brethren, Winona Lake Grace now. And the first year, we had what was called an evening service at the church called Sunday Night Praise. And it was really for a lot of the older people, and they would get together and sing hymns. Mm-hmm. And Terry White headed it up, and a lot of you will recognize that name.
Sure. Our reigning man of the year.
Yes. And he approached us. And at that time, we made it. Have done a couple concerts a year, so it wasn't something that we were all that serious about. We would sing at church. So he approached us about putting together a full concert on Mother's Day, you know, something special, and we said, yeah, why not? We'll give it a try. And we might have had 50 people that first time, and every year it's gotten a little bit bigger, and we missed COVID. That's the only year that we ever missed, mm-hmm. 2020. But we actually got together in the recording studio at Grace and put a video together and posted that on Facebook. So technically we had a concert, just nobody was there.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. And it's really a highlight for us for the year. So that's kind of the origin of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now this upcoming one, that's the No Name Quartet.
Right.
Now you guys were on the Billboard.
We have, yeah, we have charted some of our stuff. We're just getting ready to release our second project on Mother's Day, and you know that's we've been around I think 25 years now, mm-hmm. as a group, and three of the four of us have been together the whole 25 years, which is mm-hmm. Pretty unique. And the fourth member has been with us for the 20 of the 25, really.
Can you name the members?
Yeah. So Mike Yoakum, a lot of you recognize that name. He's involved at the Wagon Wheel for a long time, and he says, you know, he always, if they need an old creepy guy, you know, now to be cast, he's the one. And then his brother, he sings bass. His brother Tim Yoakum sings tenor. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny to have both ends of the spectrum in the same family. Jeff Secor, he sings baritone, and of course I sing the lead. And we've been around, like I said, 25 years. You know, we got the name. People think, you know, how did you get a name like that, the No Name Quartet? Well, one of the concerts that we used to do every year was at Grace Village. And we would come in, and we didn't have a name at the time. And they would just put the four of our names, they'd type it on the calendar. And the lady who was in charge of it, you know, she's now passed, and she's gone, but she got tired of typing out all four of our names, so she put No Name Quartet on the calendar, and it just stuck.
It stuck.
So Elaine Brenneman helped to name us, you know, the No Name Quartet, because she didn't want to type out all four of our names.
Now, this is coming up on May 12th. Now, you have a special guest. Also, Wendy, right? Correct?
Yes, we do. And this will be the third year. Michael Booth of the Booth Brothers, he is our special guest for the Mother's Day concert. Mm-hmm. Very excited to have him back, and it's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, what time is it, and you need to pre-register, or?
No pre-registering required. So the concert starts at 6. Again, at Winona Lake Grace Church. Doors will open for that at 5 p.m. There is limited seating guaranteed for the first 500 in attendance. And there is no ticket required to attend. A generous free will love offering will be taken for Michael and his family.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, thank you for joining us today. And everybody, come on out to Winona Lake Grace Church on May 12th. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma. A soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow, and we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Matt Boren from, well, you're from Napa, but you're also the president of KHRA. Welcome, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Now, don't want to take it for granted. People know what KHRA is. Tell us a little bit about what that stands for and what the organization is all about.
Absolutely. So Kosciuszko Human Resources Association has been in the community for 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. It is a local chapter of SHRM. And SHRM is a global society for human resources management. Mm-hmm. And really the whole goal is to give human resources professionals or business professionals opportunities for training, networking, and professional development.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that a little bit, because for years, I think people assumed that Kosciuszko Human Resources Association was just only for human resource directors. But like we talked just a little bit ago, it's what, frontline supervisors. It's those people that really don't know any of the HR laws. They're the people that can get you into some trouble.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest ways we serve our community is having monthly meetings where we have sort of a lunch and learn model. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing in experts to go over legal updates or to talk about recruiting or to go over the do's and don'ts of hiring and firing. Mm-hmm. And you're right. That's great for HR professionals. It's a good reminder. But for those of us that's all we do, we're already drinking from the fire hose on stuff. So it's really those business office managers that are maybe wearing multiple hats,
sure,
a small business owner, a frontline supervisor, anybody who's interacting with employees from a representing the employer side really can benefit from mm-hmm. some of the stuff we're doing.
Sure. So to piggyback on that, you've got an event coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, really excited about this. On May 7th, which is Tuesday, May 7th, we have an all-day conference. We do this each year. This year it's called the Engaging a Diverse Workforce Conference. And it is specifically something I'm excited about because it's a partnership with other entities in the community. Mm-hmm. So the Kosciuszko County Community Foundation, OrthoWorks, and the Chamber of Commerce are all partnering with us to really make this an incredible event. Mm-hmm. As I said, it is all day. It's from approximately 9 to 2:30. Registration, I think, opens at 8 or 8:30. Mm-hmm. It's we've worked with sponsorships to keep the costs very reasonable. Mm-hmm. It is $50 to come. Anybody in the community mm-hmm. can come or outside communities. Mm-hmm. It's really open to anyone.
That's cheap.
But yeah, exactly. Going to have some incredible speakers, breakfast and lunch. Will both be provided. Great opportunities for learning and for networking. And yeah, we're just super excited about this event. We already have 100 people registered.
Oh my goodness.
So if you want to attend, get in there. You can go to KHRA SHRM, S-H-R-M. So KHRASHRM.org and register for the event. The other thing is if you come in through OrthoWorks, the foundation, or KHRA, you can actually get a 50% discount.
Oh, wow.
So reach out to one of those organizations if you work with them, and you can get that coupon code when you register.
Yeah. Matt, what are some of the topics that you'll be discussing?
Yeah, great question. We have a keynote coming from Indianapolis. She is phenomenal. Her name is Lindsay Bacardo. She's going to be talking about how to work best within teams that are multi-generational. Mm-hmm. Something we're all dealing with is there's, you know, four or five generations in the workforce right
yes.
now. So she's got just some really interesting information, data, and just practical ways to get the best out of people when you've got multi-generational teams. We're going to hit on diversity, but really coming at diversity from an interesting approach. Instead of saying, you know, diversity is an issue that we need to focus on because mm-hmm. I think for the most part, we all agree that it is a topic worth investing in. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that's coming to us is coming from actually San Diego, California, Chris Collins. He's going to be taking a very academic, data-driven approach to how do you actually move the needle there? Mm-hmm. As an organization that is diversity conscious, what can you do to actually improve outcomes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be great. Have some people from the DOC, Indiana DOC hire program coming to talk about supporting employees that are justice involved. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hiring somebody with a felony, how do you support them? What mm-hmm. does that look like? What right. are some of the risks and benefits mm-hmm. in that? And then finally, the age-old topic of recruitment, going to be spending some time at the end of the day just talking about how do you put your best foot forward there, present yourself well. We all know right now, you know, we're all sort of fighting to find qualified employees, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of options out there. So really wanting to make sure your first impression is a good impression.
Mm-hmm. Well, where will this be held?
Yeah, so we're very excited to be able to use the Warsaw Community Church location out on the south side mm-hmm. of town. Sure. So they do an incredible job hosting events like this, and we'll be there in their main room with the conference all day. Mm-hmm. The nice thing, too, is we are not doing breakout groups or sessions, so the entire, every speaker you're going to have a chance to hear and benefit from. There'll be a lot of vendors and sponsors from our community there offering, you know, information and knowledge on products and different things that can help not just HR professionals, but business professionals mm-hmm. at large.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a fantastic event, Matt. So for our listeners, tell us again how you register, where you go, and of course, if you can't remember this, you can always call the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get in touch with you, with Matt, and the right places to register. But tell us all that
yes.
information again, Matt.
So again, please. It is KHRASHRM.org, KHRASHRM.org. That has all the information about the event and is how you can register. We also have a large presence on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you mm-hmm. go there and search KHRA, you will find information on how to register. And then if you have any questions, you can definitely reach me. You can call or text me at 574-551-6949.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, so much. And then also reach out to Matt, not only for this event, but if you're a business owner or if you just need to know things about HR that maybe you're trying to do it all and you need some help, please reach out to Matt to join KHRA.
Yeah, Scott, thanks so much. Very glad to be here.
Thanks, Matt.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.